Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Taking Back the Narrative. I'm Wanda. Thank you for tuning into my podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm your host, Wanda. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. So, today's episode is going to stay true to the title of my podcast, Taking Back the Narrative. This episode is about Juneteenth. I've heard so much misinformation about Juneteenth. It is ridiculous that people are not educated and regurgitate misinformation when it comes to what Juneteenth is. We're going to get into some of those things a little bit later into the podcast. So if you stick around, you'll hear about it. So Juneteenth is the equivalent of the 4th of July. Let's get it cleared up right now. I want everyone to know what Juneteenth really is. In 1776, the United States of America got its freedom from Great Britain. Hence why they celebrate the 4th of July. Now, in 1776, when the United States got their freedom, they were still holding people in enslavement. Black people were in enslavement. So there was no freedom for Black America. Fast forward to 1863. That is when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation abolishing slavery. But everybody wasn't free. Texas, for 2 years, was unaware that slavery was abolished. It wasn't until June 19th, 1865, that the people in Texas learned that slavery was abolished. Hence the reason Black Americans have Juneteenth as the celebration of freedom. A lot of people don't know that. Whether it's willful ignorance or just not caring enough to do any research. But a lot of people don't know that. Now, I don't want you to take my word for it. I really wish that people would, if you hear something, go do your own research. Just remember the date, June 19th, 1865. Go do your Googles. Go to the library. Well, some places you guys can't go to the library because they're pulling these books from the shelves. But the information is out there. Do your own research. Juneteenth is the equivalent of the 4th of July. Now you know. Now we're going to get into some of the misinformation that I've heard and things I've encountered in regards to Juneteenth. All right, so I've seen the misinformation in regards to Juneteenth. So I'm going to play you the video that I felt was just listen. Here we go.
Important to celebrate Juneteenth.
Might get a lot of hate for this, but I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
I don't know. I just think the whole Black Lives Matter movement is a little, like, they say Black Lives Matter, but then they do black on black crime. So it's like, do Black Lives really matter? The Black Lives Matter funds and money isn't really going to helping the Black community. It's just going to the owner who's buying, you know, mansions and houses. I'm not racist against my own kind, but yeah. I just feel like people,
it's a different perspective.
Yeah, I just feel like people push racism too much nowadays.
Okay, so let's break it down. First of all, Black Lives Matter has absolutely nothing to do with Juneteenth. Nothing at all. She never answered the question. And then she spoke about pushing racism while using white supremacy talking points to denounce a movement. Or to denounce a holiday or a celebration that was meant to celebrate freedom. All the stuff she said as far as the stealing money and buying mansions and whatnot, you know, that's a whole nother bag of worms we're not going to get into. But her saying
do black people really care about each other when they have black on black crime? Another white supremacy talking point. People commit crimes against the people they live around. There are plenty of Asians that harm other Asians. There's plenty of Hispanics that harm other Hispanics. There's plenty of white people, Europeans, that harm other Europeans. But you don't hear that talking point in their communities. It's only the black community where you hear the black on black crime. You don't hear white on white crime. You don't. Because it doesn't fit a narrative that white supremacists have created. And so for her to repeat these talking points, it shows her ignorance. It shows that she don't know what she's talking about. And it shows that she is willfully ignorant to what Juneteenth really is. Because nothing she said has anything to do with Juneteenth. So that is a major, major disappointment to hear someone of color come out with white supremacy talking points to push a narrative to cancel a holiday they know nothing about. But hopefully that young lady see, because a lot of people have come on to comment about what she had said in regards to that. Me included. So hopefully she hears what she said, hear the stories, and hear what other people have to say about it. And hopefully she goes and does her own research. And those in the comments that agreed with her, go do your own research and learn what Juneteenth really is. Now, in the beginning of this, I did explain what Juneteenth is. This celebration has been going on. It started a year after everyone was free. It originally started with churches celebrating. And I honestly, I don't see the problem with me and others being proud of the accomplishments of our ancestors. If we're not to celebrate Juneteenth, then why do you celebrate the 4th of July? That shouldn't be celebrated either. But that's my two cents. So if you stuck around this long, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, and hopefully you'll come back next week for another episode. I know I'm not uniformed. I don't drop on a certain day. I drop when I feel like dropping. Sorry. But thank you for tuning into my podcast. Hopefully you have a wonderful afternoon, evening, or morning whenever you're listening to this. Come back and please rate my podcast. You can follow me on streaming platforms. Whatever. Do what you please. But do your own research. This has been Taking Back the Narrative. Thanks for tuning in.